In our scripture from Colossians, Paul reminds us of some of the deep truths about Jesus. What theologians call high Christology. Jesus makes visible the invisible God. Jesus is the firstborn of all creation, defying time and chronology. Christ made everything that we observe and everything we cannot observe. Jesus precedes time itself. Christ holds the entire universe. He sustains it by the word of his power. Jesus is the head of his body, the church. Together, we're a single organism by the power and mystery of God. Christ is the firstborn of the dead. His resurrection makes all other resurrections possible. Past, present, future. Our eternal life is assured because he rose again from the dead as our forerunner. All these divine attributes are found in Jesus. In other words, Jesus is fully God, just as he is fully human. Our minds cannot fully grasp it. God has reconciled everything and everyone through his eternal Son. And he does so through the power of the blood of Jesus, sacrificed and shed on the cross of Calvary. Paul gives us this great and high Christology, not to make us smarter, not to make us better theologians, or simply more informed. He does so to cultivate the life of Christ in us and among us as his people. God has a plan to make a miracle happen in your life today, and in each of our lives, through the power, through the person, and the work of the gospel. Paul reminds us that God has expanded his kingdom beyond the Jewish people, through the Gentiles, through the non-Jews, to make his mystery known to the whole earth. And that mystery is this: Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the goal is to help everyone know and grow in their maturity in Christ. The word you is the plural you in Christ in you. Christ in y'all. Christ in you guys. The great mystery is Christ in the midst of all of us who believe. Christ in our individual hearts, Christ in our collective heart as the body of Christ. In other words, as followers of Jesus, we are to be also bearers of Jesus. We are to be Christ's light to the dark world around us. Jesus commands us to love the world as he loved the world. Selflessly and sacrificially. I remember in third grade, halfway through the day, we would switch from one classroom to the next. And I remember we had to carry our chairs. And I thought, I'm carrying Jesus with me from one classroom to another. I don't know why I thought that. But that's exactly what Paul is getting at. That Christ is with us. He's among us. Whether we have a chair or not. The bad news is that when we don't fully realize just how transformative our lives can be together, when we are not able to let Christ, the Lion of Judah, out of the cage of our fears, out of our unbelief and fear and ignorance? Do we really know the power and the full potential of the life of Christ within us and among us? Do we really believe that Christ has brought us together as a body and now sends us out into the world to pour out his amazing grace on those around us? It might just be an encouraging word to your coworker or to a stranger, or to a friend or a family member that will transform them out of a life of despair. It may be a prayer for someone that you pray who's sick, and you miraculously assure them that Christ is with them and will carry them through. You and I are those signs. You and I are those letters written by the hand of Christ, sent out into the world to tell them that they matter and that they are loved. God's Word and His Holy Spirit are still in the business of transforming lives. And we get to participate in that, as Paul reminds us. And really, that's the point of the account of Mary and Martha. Martha's more concerned about making food for her guest, Jesus. And I love how Jesus just turns that upside down and on its head. That what Jesus is more concerned about is becoming her host, their host, nourishing their faith, not through food, but through his word and his life, so that Mary and Martha would all get to participate and choose the better portion. And that's Jesus' plan, to be host of this clay vessel and our collective clay vessels as the body of Christ, hosting our lives individually and corporately, hosting at the table where we receive his body and blood for the strengthening of our souls. He serves us, and he serves through us. Christ in us, Christ among us, Christ through us. Challenging the world, blessing the world, and manifesting the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing have I, Christ, to offer. You alone, my highest good. Nothing have I, Lord, to proffer, but your crimson-colored blood. Your death on the cross has death wholly defeated, and thereby my righteousness fully completed. Salvation's white raiments I there did obtain, and in them in glory with you I shall reign. Therefore, you alone, my Savior, shall be all in all to me. Search my heart and my behavior. Root out all hypocrisy. Through all my life's pilgrimage, guard and uphold me. In loving forgiveness, O Jesus, enfold me. This one thing is needful. All others are vain. I count all but loss that I, Christ, may obtain. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.